Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich on Thursday, September 11th at 8 a.m. here on the East Coast. This is not to be considered investment advice. Please consult licensed financial advisor before investing and review all disclosures. A couple weeks ago, I alerted you to my most serious concern that the U.S. stock market was now legitimately vulnerable to a sharp decline or even a crash. It appears that event may still be several weeks away, and we could potentially still see a further rise. The preparation now is very advisable. This week, I trimmed some major gains from mining and exploration stocks I own for such an event. At the very minimum, I wanted to have a decent cash position, which was lacking in my portfolio due to my overwhelming and most correct stance of large-scale ownership of metals and mining-related plays these last few years. I'll be speaking to them specifically, but first, my overall thoughts with specific input on stocks and bonds. I again urge, plead, and even beg at least all our clients to watch the video below about what happens before a market crash. It's truly bang on where we are today. Thankfully, I began the year suggesting no U.S. general equity exposure, but was quite fond of World Fund's ex-USA holdings and some specific markets, particularly China. They have all nicely outperformed the U.S. market. But know this, if we have a hard fall or crash here in the U.S., they too will almost certainly be impacted to the downside. Because I don't believe size-fits-all cookie-cutter model portfolio Wall Street loves to give out. It's best you discuss this with our team. I do suggest at a minimum you use tight stops now and then so not to give back any significant large scale gains already secured. Let me now discuss bonds and metals and then tell you how I believe it's best to go forward. Several world bond markets are in deep doo-doo. While the U.S. may seem in much better shape, it's just being viewed as the least ugly and not as much lipstick as needed. But I'm now extremely concerned about the corporate side of bonds, and particularly what we once called junk or high-yield segment. They have become almost like treasuries by offering yields almost the same, but with far more present risk not being compensated on the yield side. I would suggest an immediate review of bond portfolios, and for what I've seen in typical income portfolios held by general investors, there's far more risk inherited than the owners of those bonds think and or are being told. Taking profits in corporates now and pocketed in T-bills is to me the safe versus sorry route of choice. Thanks be to God, really, when it comes to seeing gold at the end of 2021 to now as the much better performer over stocks and bonds by a country mile. But in a business where what you have done for me lately is the question of the day, I do think some adjustments are worth consideration. Let me begin by noting I have spoken highly on gold from just below 13 percent who listened. Many began to finally take heed below 2,000 and are approaching 100% gains. If your primary purchase back then was not for gold to be much more than a capital gain play, I think you now need to consider a sell-up strategy where certain pre-decided price levels, you sell a portion of your holdings. Each person is different, but it was me. I would use levels between here and 5,000, a level I still believe is very attainable for gold in the next 1 to 3 years. If you value ownership beyond just capital appreciation, you can choose to hold your gold. No problem with that. However, those looking to preserve their gains over the next 5 to 7 years and still want to own gold, I suggest 2 very attractive gold fix annuities. They are both offering up to 11.5% yearly gains and no loss of principal. The die-hard gold bugs who want to hold their physical gold at all costs will not favor this, and I understand that. But for many, I think this is an ideal strategy to consider. But please, if you're currently a client of ours, please discuss this directly with my business partner, Dave, and his team. If you're not a client, there is someone I totally trust and handle